Welcome viewers to our next episode of the Shift series, where we've been talking to experts from various organizations on their journey towards a digital key account management. My expert today is Andy Collins. He's the head of enterprise sales with Gearset. Andy, welcome to the show. Really excited to have you with us here today.
Thanks, Karthik. Good to be here.
Yeah. So Andy, before we start off, why don't you tell our listeners, you know, about your journey so far and what you guys do at Gearset?
Yeah, so Gearset provides DevOps tooling for Salesforce. So we help people make changes to their Salesforce instances, working with businesses across the world, all sorts of different sizes, from the biggest to the smallest. And we've been going for about 6 years now, and I've been at Gearset for the last two.
Cool. Really interesting. So Andy, I think, you know, since the time the pandemic hit us, I think sales moved completely digital, right? So over 60-70% of sales moved to the digital selling road. Which would mean that you need those kind of support and, you know, that thought process itself to move that far. So when did you and the organization kind of identify the need to adopt a digital approach to key account management?
Yeah, so I mean, we've had a huge amount of inbound lead flow, which has been a real luxury. And there's quite a cult following for Gearset as a platform. So there's been lots of people always coming to us, which has been great. But when I joined nearly a couple of years ago, my remit was to be deliberate about our outbound approach and actually start really targeting and making sure that we're working with the largest of the businesses really well. So we've always attracted companies of all different sizes. But when you go outbound to these really large businesses, you essentially come into large buying committees. Right. And now we've got a new thing. Rather than someone coming to you saying, yeah, we just want we want this platform, we know it's going to revolutionize our whole Salesforce development. Now we've got to go outbound and tell people about it. And then we've got to convince people within that organization. So it's just a different selling motion that we began. And then just getting buy-in across that whole group, that all those stakeholders, was now a requirement. So that's when we started to look to the market to see how can we make this just a bit easier and a bit more organized.
Okay, interesting. So, you know, I think this is like a major shift for any organization to do that. So what were some of those factors that you consider while shifting towards this new approach?
Yeah, sure. So we live inside Salesforce. All of our customers are Salesforce users, obviously, and we use Salesforce ourselves. So the key thing for me was getting something that integrated really well or was part of Salesforce. That I didn't want to add to the tech stack and have other random bits of software that was outside of that. I wanted to keep everything together. I also knew that there would be, this is a new thing for the business to do, a new thing for our sales team to do, new muscles to learn. So something that was visual and easy to use, that was quite important. And then we have a kind of parent and child customer structure because the businesses that we look after are huge. Yes. And so the way that we set them up in Salesforce is to have a parent account and then child accounts for each of their subsidiaries. Mm-hmm. And I really needed something that would represent that accurately and be able to work around that. That was an important part. It wasn't going to help us having little islands of data. Wasn't particularly useful. I wanted to see everything together. So those are kind of those key considerations, I'd say. And then we've also got other teams that are interested in what this org structure in our customer base looks like. We've got customer success, BDRs, we've got our BDR team, so all these ABM team, so all these different teams kind of interested and needing this data. So that those were the compelling factors, I suppose.
True. But I'm sure this also came with a set of challenges, right? So it's a new system that you were introducing. So talk to us about some of those challenges that you encountered on this journey.
Yeah, so I kind of mentioned that it was a bit of a new muscle for us to learn. And the first thing that we hit was just carving out time to do this new thing, because typically everyone just hadn't done this. They've got their contact or contacts to their particular customer or a prospect, and we haven't really spent time exploring the rest of it and documenting things. Yeah. A lot of people are really great at keeping things in their head. So they know all the people involved, but it's in their head. So actually, you need to spend time and put it into the system so that everyone else can enjoy your knowledge. So that was the first kind of first challenge. And kind of selling the value of selling a value internally of this isn't just for management, it's not just for me, it's actually for you as a seller and as customer success and other people in the business. This is something that can actually help you do your job. So really kind of just working out how to sell the value internally so that people understood it was really important. And then the other major challenge really was that we discovered all the holes. So we put this in and we started trying to work out all these accounts, and then you realize, oh, this isn't very good. We've got this enormous multinational business with huge Salesforce team and thousands of staff. And we've only got three contacts, and they're probably not the right ones. So now we've suddenly got holes, which and we thought things were okay. So on one hand, it's a challenge. On the other hand, it's a really a positive thing because you want to know that stuff. So suddenly having holes and thinking, all right, we need to do some work on that. Those were kind of the main challenges.
So quite a few challenges to encounter there, and you guys have gone ahead and done that. So which means champions like you had a role to play in that. So share some tips on how did you go about championing this within the organization?
Yeah, so the initial idea of it was spearheaded by Sam Arnold and our ABM team. She was really keen to get that overview and how that all works. And one of the things she did and I helped with this was just to get the whole enterprise team included in the decision-making process. And that was really key. So we actually looked at a few different vendors, and we looked at different ways that we could do this. You know, when I was in the field selling, I used to do this on a spreadsheet, and it was one of the worst things I've ever done as a salesperson. I look back at it and just think that was really rubbish. So we looked at all the different options, and we engaged the team in that decision, and that was, I think, was a really important thing, so that people understood that when this change came, that they would be part of making that choice. That it wasn't something being done to them, but they were part of that. And then bringing it up in all team meetings. So this is something I still bring up every week. And it comes up when we're looking at a particular organization. We say, right, let's have a look at what that looks like in demand farm. Oh, there's some things missing there. Go back and just kind of keeping up. And then also shouting out the good ones. So if someone's done a really great job and they've really done a good job of documenting and understanding an org structure, telling the whole team, hey, look at this. This is some really great work. And I think the other thing is for people to understand that I care, our leadership team as a business, we care about understanding all the people in that buying process. And I think when that happens, all the sellers and other people involved in that care a bit more about it as well, they realize the importance of it. And so I think it's important for leaders to really get engaged with it. Otherwise people just don't think it's that important.
True. So you spoke a bit about you know, you got a visibility into saying, okay, so this was a large account that we were looking at when we had only three connects in that, and they were also you know, not the relevant ones that you had. So what are some of the benefits that you saw since you moved towards a digital account management and using a tool for the purpose?
Yeah, I suppose there's kind of two sides to this. From my personal perspective, leading a team, I've always been more interested in people within an organization than a particular product or a problem. I'm much more interested in the people. So to facilitate that conversation, this is a lot better. So I can start asking about the people involved. And for me, that's where I can coach and I can help my team the most. They understand the product and they understand all our value prop and all the rest. I don't need to tell them about that. But being able to coach around how somebody's interacting with us, that's where my strength is. So as a leader, I'm able to help with that a bit more. As a seller, they're able to see the holes a lot more easily. It's much more obvious. And that's a real benefit because it means that they're not going to get caught out. We're not going to get to a point where we say, right, we're ready to sign the contract. And then our champion says, oh, yeah, actually, I'll need to go and pass this by a bunch of other people I have not mentioned yet. We don't want to be caught out like that. So that really helps the seller make sure that they're on top of and also solving the problems for those people. So have we really understood everyone involved? Are we actually doing something that's going to help them? So that gives them that satisfaction and helps close the deal nicely. One of the other benefits, I mentioned the all those subsidiaries, having those plotted alongside one another is really helpful because we're starting to now see the whole organization. And we tend to find there are different types of organizations with us. There are some that are very, very connected from one team to another. They've got loads of connections, and we can see that. We can start to see the connections and referrals and so on. And then somewhere they're much more siloed. And understanding that is really helpful because it will change how you would approach that business, what you would do. Do you ask for a referral? Do you crank up some ABM marketing to the whole organization?
Yeah.
You know, how do we approach that? It will change our stance. And then probably the most important thing for me is the broader teamwork. I mentioned we've got our BDRs who are right at the beginning of the process, and they're actually doing a lot of the work in creating the demand farm org charts. So that's a large part falls to them, but it helps them understand, have I got the right contacts in this organization? And then the account managers seeing that account executive and they're working together. Then we've got an ABM team who are using that information to say, oh, this person's like heading up a CRV and we're doing this thing, and I can see that they've got like a real positive sentiment. They like us. We seem to be really well engaged with them. Can we get them on a panel to talk about a thing? So we can start to use that a bit more. And then when we're interacting with our customer success team, so once somebody's a customer, we assign them a customer success manager as well. And they're able to work much more effectively with that account exec. They can talk about the people. There's no like surprise people that fall out the woodwork because they're all there and clear to see. So there's like the benefits have been huge, really. So just much more visibility of what's really going on there. And it's less stuff in people's heads and more in a shareable context.
So I see a lot of benefits that you've seen there. And I'm sure the listeners out there would already be quite eager to see how do we move that path. So my last question, Andy, would be, so what are a few tips that you would like to leave the listeners with who are probably still thinking, should I be making that shift? Right. So help them out on that front.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'd say once you've got demand farm, I would just start small with a very set group of customers. Don't try and do this for everyone because it's quite a lot of work actually getting going. But just start small and start on the ones that are really, really complex, some really complicated ones, and then also some simple ones, and just get a feel for how that works and what's required. And we like I always believe in getting some short term, some nice early wins for the team. So if you've got just three accounts and you build it out, and then you can start to talk about that account, people can understand, oh, this is actually really beneficial. I get it now. I understand why you want us to do this. And then I think the rest will flow much more naturally. People want to then use Demand Farm because they understand that it's going to benefit them. I'd also encourage people to document the expected types of stakeholders. So depending on your business and what you're selling and to who, you might be dealing with a C-suite. You might be dealing with managers or directors. And like, who are the people? Would you deal with a procurement person? Is that normal? Is there a legal contact? Who would you expect to have? And then document that so that when you've got an org chart to look at, you can start to compare that and say, oh, actually, are all these the same sort of people? But we just got a bunch of kind of fans of us, like a bunch of champions, but no one's actually there able to help us move this process on. So documenting that's really key. I'd also query any contacts with an unknown sentiment. So one of the neat things about Demand Farm is that you can say, like, if someone got, are they quite influential? And then also, do they like us or do they not like us? How do they feel about our product or service? And so that's really helpful because when you get someone who's quite senior in an organization and quite senior in the buying process, and they don't have a sentiment listed, that for me is a bit of a red flag. I'm thinking, well, we should probably know how they feel about us. And then if it's in any way negative, we need to understand why that is, unpick it and help them understand, like fix that. That's going to be key, because that's the sort of thing that will scupper a deal down the line or upset our relationship, and we don't want to do that. So understanding and addressing those things really fast. But then equally, if we've got a great advocate who's senior, how do we help them, like understand more or learn more? Can we introduce them to other customers? How do we make the most of that? So that's key. And then finally, I would make sure you're referring to the org chart in team meetings, in deal reviews. If you're going to look at a particular customer, pull up the org chart and talk it through. And then when your team talk about someone who isn't on there, you can say, "Oh, that's interesting." Just keep it useful. So yeah, those are the tips. They're pretty simple things, mostly just around change management, and then just getting to people to stop keeping their secret stuff. I've always found in sales that my team have always got like a secret spreadsheet of stuff that they like they're real deals, or it's like, no, we've got everything in one place. We want to see it all. And that's a great way of doing it, is on demand farm.
So I think one few of the takeaways which I had was it's always better to start small, see some success in that, document the process, get those learnings and move forward. Two,
Definitely.
definitely you need the leadership commitment and mandate to kind of get this process a success within the organization. And I think coaches like you could also help nudge them, because end of the day, it's about those relationships. And with these insights, you'll be able to manage those relationships better and convert accounts. So Andy, thanks a lot for sharing those insights. Really loved our conversation. And thank you
Likewise.
once again.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.